When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and welcome to Open Lines. Gina tells me we have Dr. Kevin from Indianapolis on our first-time caller line, and let's get him on right now. Kevin, welcome to the show, Doctor. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, George. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm actually super nervous. I've listened to you for over 10 years as a Coast Insider. This is like the first time I've ever stayed up late and actually listened to the show live.
Well, I'm glad. What kind of doctor are you?
So I'm an infectious disease specialist, and I essentially work as a nocturnist. I'm a critical care doctor at night. And what I was wanting to call about is that, I am the person who, if you're sick coming to my hospital and you need to be admitted, I'm the one doing that.
Okay.
And there are things that I'm just hearing people talk about just in social media, a little bit on this show, in some other places that I'm just hoping we can just kind of talk for a minute, and I just like to kind of get some things out from my perspective.
Sure, love to hear it.
One thing that I know kind of gets brought up is that just this idea that COVID-19 is really just a bad flu. I assure you, it is not just a bad flu. I can probably count on my hand the number of people I've seen in the last number of years who have died directly from influenza. I'm seeing people die every single day from this coronavirus. I'm having to make very hard phone calls to friends and family.
What are the ages of those people, doctor, generally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm in Indiana. You can look up the Indiana State Department of Health, their data, and you can look right there that the people who are dying from this, about 90% of them are age 60 and higher.
Wow.
But there's also a different graph on that. You can look at the number of people who have with positive cases, and there's basically a bell curve around the age of 50. And so I'm admitting a lot of people who are my age. I'm in my 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s. The people who are dying so far are the older people. But don't let that kind of really hide something, though, that's happening, that if you don't work in a hospital, you don't know. There's a lot of these younger people who are on ventilators. I mean, they've been in a hospital for a week or two. They're very, very sick. They may survive, but there's a very high morbidity with this as well. And that's something else that I just don't think people know if you're not really seeing what we're seeing. Another thing compounding all this is that, and another thing that's really hard to deal with is that we're not allowing any visitors in the hospital. I bet you.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you for that.
And so, friends and families, they're not really seeing, they don't see their loved one actually going through, what I'm calling and telling them, about. And I think that's another thing that kind of plays into, the public's a little bit misperception of how serious this is.
Do you think, doctor, that this has been going on a little longer than people have said because of this?
Absolutely.
Because they probably thought it was the flu.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt in my mind. Because of the fiasco with a lack of testing. We don't know. We may never really know. Exactly the extent of this back in January. I don't know, and I wouldn't be someone who'd know. What the prevalence of this would be way back in December in the United States. But I just know this was going around in January and definitely in February, at least in the major cities where they've been travel, There were reports of in Washington area, I believe there was what's called a flu project that they were wanting to actually test samples of patients who had flu-like illnesses, test them for COVID-19. I've lost track of this story, but there was a story about a month ago where, you know, there were people in the government telling them not to do this test. I don't know why. This is actually something you might want to look into. It's a really interesting story. But
Yeah, that's weird.
I think at some point, you know, there will be samples that were collected, and they're just sitting in labs that they could go back and do, you know, prevalence studies and try to get a little bit better idea. But I don't know. Honestly, at this point, I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. You know, this is kind of what's on my mind. I kind of, to some degree, don't care what happened a month or two ago. But to answer that question, yeah, I mean, I think it's been going, you know, a bit more and a little bit longer than we all realized since we weren't able to test.
Doctor, are you seeing more or less patients come into the hospital now?
So that's actually another good question that gives a little bit of this air of misunderstanding. So our network's statistician had a presentation. They do the presentation every Sunday, kind of go over some stats, some numbers. If you were to look at, and I bet you a lot of other hospitals are kind of doing the same thing we're doing in other cities like ours, but we're moving heaven and earth to keep people from having to go to the hospital. So if you just look at the numbers of patients that's in the hospital, it's roughly the same if you compare today to this same time last year.
Okay.
And you're kind of looking from day to day over week. The thing is, though, that the number of patients we have at an ICU level, the number of patients we have ventilators is double usual. The number of patients are in progressive care, so these are people on higher levels of oxygen and whatnot, double what we normally have. I work nights, actually, I cover all the, basically everybody's in the hospital, but, you know, all the sick patients and stuff. And, you know, I've had to ask for, you know, a second doctor helping out. I work at one of the smaller hospitals on the network. Usually I can cover all that by myself, but I need a second doctor to be able to cover because if we have one patient crashing on one floor, there could be someone crashing on another floor that used to be, I'll be able to cover that, just one person. So, yeah, if you look at the parking lot, you don't see as many cars because we don't have visitors. We have,
You have patients.
We have the same number of patients, but the number of patients who are sicker is double than usual.
When somebody dies, doctor, what happens to them? What kills them?
Yeah, so actually that was something else I was hoping we'd talk about. So something that I'm seeing passed around is some version, and correct me if it's different than this, but this is how I'm interpreting this. Some version of doctors like faking death certificates or fudging them or something to that nature. First of all, that's fraud. That's a crime for anybody to do that, for one. For Indiana, we just had a webcast from the Indiana State Department of Health. I believe it was just Thursday. Anybody can actually look at this. It's like public. But they give some instructions in terms of how to fill out a death certificate. There's a certain way you do this. So, for example, let's just say somebody has COVID-19 pneumonia, and as a consequence of that, they develop a blood clot that goes to their lungs, which is actually something we're finding is pretty darn common.
Yeah.
And let's just say that, you know, the physician, I've filled out a good 10 of these certificates in the last couple of weeks myself. If I had someone that it looks like they most proximately died from the pulmonary embolism or the PE, yeah, I would list that as the most proximate cause of death. But that's going to be due to something else. It's going to be due to that COVID-19. I mean, that didn't happen if it wasn't for that. That's still the cause of death, really, is the COVID-19, and it gets, you know, counted as one of these numbers.
A heart attack or something. Yeah. Something happens.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing, it's a little confusing because of the false negative rates and some of these things like this, but I've seen a couple younger people that I wouldn't have otherwise thought they would have a heart attack, and kind of wondering if it was related. Unfortunately, their tests were negative, but thrombotic diseases, so your body having blood clots, you know, whether it's moving to your lungs or in your legs, or, you know, the same thing happens in your heart. We're actually finding that's a pretty common thing that's being caused by this infection that we definitely don't see in influenza.
How long, Kevin, do you think people can last who are not working now need to get back to work? This is part of the horrible situation of this whole tragedy.
Yeah, and when you were talking like a minute ago, and you're talking about kind of the loss of like human interaction, you know, it actually got me thinking because to some degree, I don't know if I've noticed that so much because I'm still working in a hospital and around people.
Right.
But I've been off these last few days. And another thing you're talking about is like, it was an exciting thing for me and my daughter and my wife to go to the grocery store. You know?
Yeah, it is. I look forward to doing it.
Yeah. And unlike you, I do wear a mask, but you know, a lot of people don't, but it's okay. Yeah, it's a really good question. I'm just totally not the person to be qualified to kind of answer.
All right. Well, Kevin, you keep listening and you keep checking in with us from time to time, especially with your expertise. I think this is going to be around for at least a couple weeks to a month or two longer. So just keep letting us know how you feel and what's going on. It is truly a bizarre situation. My biggest gripe with this story when it broke was that the daily stats are confusing and creating hysteria. At no point did I ever say this disease was not a disease, but you know, when you say two people died in the beginning, three people died, and you ignore the seasonal flu and all the deaths associated with that, up to 60,000 a year, from 25,000 to 60,000 a year, depending on the season, it scares the living daylights out of people. And I still think they're doing that. I called a reporter from the Post-Dispatch here in St. Louis who wrote a story that there were 150 deaths in the state of Missouri from the COVID-19. And I said, but how many have died right now from the seasonal flu? And she went, oh. And I think that's important to put all of that in perspective.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.